Earlier in the broadcast, we had news of the Syrian army regaining full control of the strategic city of Wasair near the Lebanese border. To further discuss that story, we're joined by retired Army General Mr. Elias Farhat, who joins us via satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Farhat, please tell us about the significance of this advance by the Syrian army and also about the blow that it delivers to the insurgents in Syria.
It has been confirmed that the Syrian army has occupied the city of Qusair, and the armed opposition was defeated. The Free Syrian Army issued a communique that its forces withdrew from Qusair, which means that it admits the defeat. Now, this is considered a significant blow against the Syrian opposition, mainly the Jabhat al-Nusra, which is hidden from the media, and it's actually the main force on the ground because it is a pro-Qaeda organization, and it's not in the interest of the Syrian opposition, mainly the political wing of the Syrian opposition, to tell about this pro-Qaeda organization which is fighting the Syrian army. Now, as a strategic site, the Qusair is now ensuring the safety of the transport and the way from Lebanese city of Baalbek to Homs, and from Homs to Tartus, which means that the central part of Syria is going to be safe. It's the first step in the central part of Syria, or central region. I think that the Syrian army will move to the village of Buwaida, which some of the armed opposition fled and sought refuge in this village. And then it will move to the downtown of Homs, where there is the Al-Khalidiyya quarter and some other small quarters in the downtown of Homs, and then to move to Rastan and Talbisa, northern of Homs. Then all the central part will be clear, and the way, the road from Damascus to Hama will be clear for the traffic of all people. I think it is a significant blow to the armed opposition. It's a significant victory to the Syrian army, and it justifies the involvement of Hezbollah in the countryside of Qusair and the city of Qusair because of the importance of this step.
Thank you very much. Retired Army General Mr. Elias Farhat, speaking to us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.